Mondays, our business report focuses on technology, and today, speech recognition. It's been called the holy grail of computer technology, the ability for a computer to understand what you say and act on it. The technology has actually been around since the 1960s, when computer scientists were trying to mimic the complexities of human speech. Nowadays, a lot of people are talking to computers in the office, cars, and more. NPR's Lisa Chow reports.
Speech recognition technology offers a lot of promise.
Hi, I'm Julie, Amtrak's automated agent.
But the reality can be frustrating.
To get schedule and price information, say schedules.
Schedules.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Schedule?
What city are you departing from?
San Antonio.
I think you asked for Ontario. Is that correct?
No, San Antonio.
I think you asked for Hinton, West Virginia.
David Pogue actually likes talking to a machine. Pogue is a technology columnist for the New York Times. He writes his columns and books, answers emails, and maintains a daily weblog by dictating to his computer.
Bit by bit, comma, Americans are buying these larger, comma, widescreen, comma, more expensive TV screens, period.
Nearly 10 years ago, Pogue developed a severe wrist condition and found it difficult to type, so he looked into speech recognition software.
In those days, you had to talk like this, one word at a time. Today, you just talk like this, dash. You put in your own punctuation, comma, of course, comma. But you literally talk as I'm talking now, comma, and everything gets written down with close to 100% accuracy, period.
The ultimate goal of speech recognition is to make the keyboard obsolete and develop a machine that you can talk to the way you talk to a person. In other words, a machine that understands everything you say. But that's tricky.
The human brain and the capacity for speech is just such an amazing capacity that we underestimate how hard it is.
Steven Springer works at ScanSoft, a company based in Massachusetts, and the maker of the program, Dragon Naturally Speaking.
Just hearing these words and not only understanding them, but drawing the implications and drawing pictures in your mind, it's fabulous. And machines aren't going to be doing that for 50 years. What I think they can do is apply themselves in a practical way towards getting the mundane stuff out of your life.
Here's how it works. You speak. The computer matches your sound against known words in the system. Then it uses probability analysis to make a logical guess as to which word you meant to say. For example, if you say cat and the next word sounds like litter or sitter, it's more likely to be litter because the previous word was cat. David Pogue says it's pretty accurate most of the time.
You know, I said an enormous number of variations, and it typed out an enormous number of variations. So they can be amusing, and yet you can't blame it because they do sound so much alike.
Accuracy has gotten good enough that doctors are starting to use speech recognition software to dictate their diagnoses. But the hottest growth market is expected to be in cars.
Play song, Pinball Wizard.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver.
Developers at ScanSoft, Jeff Foley and Jonna Schuyler, are working on a program that lets users talk to their digital music players.
Play album Sarah McLachlan, Fumbling Towards Ecstasy.
Sorry, try again.
Play Fumbling Towards Ecstasy.
Play Fumbling Towards Ecstasy.
Software companies, the federal government, and universities are all investing in speech recognition technology. And over the coming years, they'll be competing to see who gets the last word. Lisa Chow, NPR News, Washington.